We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chof Tes, Sif Yud Ches, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Mi Shechat Chaver Kenegdoi, if somebody has done something to harm someone else, L'rotz L'chicha V'ledab L'klum, and the person does not want to react to Machalei B'liboi, and he forgives him, L'sitmai V'lechichichai, he doesn't hate him, he doesn't tell him anything, he just accepts it. Harezu mitzchsidus, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that is a wonderful behavior. Like be the Torah ela masatma, the Torah only doesn't want you to hate somebody else. And if you're able to control yourself not to hate someone else, that is fantastic. Sif yotes chayv adam lishor b'yisomim v'alamonos. One has to be most careful when we speak about orphans or widows, always to speak to them in the softest way. Always treat them respectfully. Don't cause them to be hurt or feel bitvarim with anything you say. They are downtrodden. They are in a bad mood. Even if they're financially wealthy. Even the widow of a king, V'yisayimah, and his orphans, we are warned how we should treat them. Any widow or orphan should we not cause pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, has created. Whenever one of these type of people cry out, because they were mistreated, they will be answered. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kim Yotzog Yitzhak Elai, if they will cry out, Shmaya Eshma Tzakasa, I will hear their cries. But Madva Mamurim, when is that said? Sheinai Sama Tzarech Atzmai, when the person did this for his own benefit. Aval Inai Sam Harav, if a Rebbe says something, Kidei Lalamdam Tyro Umnas, because he wants to teach them Tyro or a profession, or Lichem Derech Yishara, to teach them how to behave properly, Hareze Mutter. But I saw that the Pasuk we say every day in the Shira says, Nahalta Buzecha. And Rashi says, what does the word Nahalta means? Menahel. And if we look at the Targum of Menahel, it says, Noise Vesoivel. The Targum is teaching us, how is someone who is a Menahel, how is someone who is an executive supposed to lead? Says the Targum, Noise Vesoivel, always be patient and kind. Umikamakim, and continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Yishgich Lenalim Benachas Uberachim Gedolim, always to treat them with kindness. Shneim Kashev Yarav Rivam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes up their cause. Echad Yosem Me'av, Echad Yosem Me'im. This halacha applies if somebody's an orphan from a father, from a mother. The aim is saying the crime, Yosem Lam Yonzeh. Until what age are they considered Yosemim? Achi Yichayim Lasus Kotzer Chayim Ba'atzmam Kshar Kedoylem, until they are independent. But the Kav HaChaim says that once they're 20 years old, then they are always out of the category of being a Yosem. Sif Chof. Tzarech Adam Lizar, a person must be most careful, Shloilasa Eza Dover, not to do anything, Shecholim Lach, should I say, that could cause the people should accuse him that he did something wrong, Shasa Dvar Avera. And this applies whether it's Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Ben Adam L'Mokoyim, even under the Rabbonin. Even if he really hasn't done anything wrong. Kremitzinu, as we find, Shakarim, Hatarim Salishkin, the coin that would walk in to the Beis HaMikdash to take out the coins that were needed to buy things for the Beis HaMikdash, Layanachnes Bebegger also be in Shechayim Belatin by Ezadavar. He didn't wear a garment that had hem, that people could Chas V'Shalom accuse him that he was misappropriating money. L'fish Tzarech Ha'odom, a person has to act in a way that nobody should come to accuse him of doing anything wrong. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Meshem Yisrael, Vayim Matzachem Seichel Toiv, Ben Elikim V'Odom. Midas Sifchav Aleph, Midas Chassidus, Shloi Lekabel Matana. It's appropriate never to accept gifts. Rach Lefteich B'Hashem, to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiton Le'Dei Machsori, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all that we need. Shenemar V'Soinu Matanas Yichya. And as the Sma explains, once a person becomes accustomed to taking gifts, it becomes a habit that's difficult to break. And moreover, the Sma explains, as we learned, one has to be able to tell somebody who did something wrong that they did something wrong. But if the person becomes so ingratiated to that person because he's always giving him gifts, it prevents him from saying what he needs to say. The pasuk says, Hashlech al Hashem Yechavcha. And the Mefarshim give a wonderful mashal, to understand what that means. It says somebody was once carrying a load and he was walking and somebody was driving his wagon nearby and he said, come on the wagon, you could ride with me in my wagon, you won't have to walk carrying this heavy load. And the person was most grateful and he comes on to the wagon and he takes off the load and he continues wearing the load. And he asks him, why are you doing so? And the person says, well, I don't want to take advantage of you and put the load on your wagon. He says, it doesn't make a difference if you're wearing the load or you put the load on the wagon. We are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all that we need. And to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no difference. He gives us all that we need, and that's all whom we should rely on. Simon Lamed, Is Rechilas Lashon Hara Nekim V'Natira. Ksiv, Sif Al Ksiv, Leiselach Rachel Ba'amecha. Ezu Rachel, what is the definition of Rachel? Zeh Shetayin Dvarim V'Hoylich Mizeh L'Zeh. Somebody who carries news from one place to another. Reimer, Kachom Pliny, this is what this person said. Kach V'Kach Shmati Pliny, this is what I heard. Ab Bishu Emes, even if it's true, it ain't gamein beginus, and there is no embarrassment involved with what he's saying. Hareza oiva belav, carrying the news from one person to another person, that is lesel chrochel. Vav and gadol, it's a horrible sin. The garim l'harag nefesh Yisrael, causes death amongst Klal Yisrael. Kach nismach loy v'leisamad adam reecha. Tzeu lamad. My ear le doika adami. What happened to doika adami? Shomel shol the told shol ke achimelech nosn le David seida v'cherev that achimelech supplied David with food and a sword. Apish adavaza haya emes. Even though what was said was true, v'loy gam loy have a gnus la achimelech and it wasn't embarrassing what achimelech did. Sholei also bezah shum asro. He didn't do anything wrong. If Shaul would have asked Achimelech, did you do what they said about you? He would say, yes, this is what I did. He didn't intend that this should be in any way an act of rebellion against Shaul. Im kozeh, still, harichilus shel doig. Doig's harichilus cause shenergu kam kahanim, the many kahanim were killed. And included in the lav of Leselech Rachel is to reveal somebody's secrets. Also, the Be'er Goyle quotes a cherim that goes back for many generations, back to Cherim Rabbeinu Gershom, that one is not allowed to ever read the letter, a closed letter of someone else. Sif Beis, Yesh Oven Gol Mizemoid, there's even a greater sin. V'ubachal lav zen, it's included in this lav, v'uloshen hara. V'uam esapa b'gnus chaveroi, somebody who speaks ill about somebody else, and it doesn't make a difference if he says it explicitly, or he only says it with a remez, or he puts it into writing, and even if he didn't intend to embarrass someone else, it still is loshen hara. Abishayim emes, even what he's saying, it's true. And even if he says, and if he says it in a way that is not a direct embarrassment, he says this person is about stalker. He gives stalker, but he could have, according to the amount of money that he has, he could give more, where he says, well, this individual is a Talmud Chacham, but he's not such a great Talmud Chacham. It's all included in Lashon Hara. Avol Oymer Shekra, if somebody says a lie, Nikra Moti Shemra Chaveri, that's a different Aver, that's the Aver Moti Shemra. Avol Baal Lashon Hara, who is the Baal Lashon Hara? Zeh Sheyoshiv Oymer, Kach, the Kach Asa Pliny, this is what this person has done. Kach v'kach chayavaisov, this is who were his forefathers. Kach v'kach shemati lov, or this is what I heard about him. V'ayim advarm shel g'nayin, all these are things that represent an embarrassment. Alzeh oyim ha'kosov, yachris Hashem kol sifse chalokos, loshem edaberis g'doylos. Ha'mekabu loshen hara, and somebody who hears loshen hara, you gerai yosem ha'imrei, is even worse than the person who says it. We in the Midbar were punished that we did not go into Eretz Yisrael only because of Lashon Hara. And therefore, if you're sinning amongst a group that is speaking Lashon Hara, what it is your obligation to do is get up and leave. And if you have no option that you can't leave, you should accept upon yourself that you are not accepting or believing any Lashon Hara that is being said. However, point out the Paiskim, as much as we're learning how Rechilus is Asur and Lashon Hara is Asur, sometimes we need to say Lashon Hara. If we see that somebody is getting hurt and we could prevent that by saying something, we have an obligation to say something. Or we know that there's a Shidduch, there's a match being mentioned, and this could be very detrimental to one of the parties, we have an obligation to say what we have to say. Sif Gimel, at Hechel Lashon Hara, how far does Lashon Hara go? Shola Echel Chaveri, somebody asked someone else, Ana Emtze Esh, where could I find fire? Vamla Hechel Nimtze Esh Bebeis Pliny, you could always find fire in that home. Sheesh Loi Habi Bas V'Dogim, there's much food being eaten there. Vashem Shom Tamid. And the way the Paiskim say, the Chavetz Chaim explains, the way to look at this situation is, we have to see what was the person's intent to say when he said it. If the person, as he said it, what he meant to say was that there's always food in that home because they're always having guests. It's a wonderful house where there's always guests that are invited. That's fantastic. But if the way it's being said is, well, they're always partying in that house, it's not a house that is serious, then that's considered Lashon Hara. We have to be very careful how we say, what we say, and what we mean to say.